Mary and Martha. A Bible story. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a Bible story. Mary and Martha. Now, we all know the story of Mary and Martha. They were dear friends of Jesus. And Jesus would often go over to their house, and they would serve him tea and cookies and all sorts of good stuff. And they would all sit around and say, "Jesus, tell us some stories." And so Jesus would tell them stories. Well, one day Jesus was over there visiting with Mary and Martha. And as he was visiting, many of his friends came along. Many of the disciples came along, because the disciples followed him wherever he went. They wanted to be in on anything he was doing, because they felt he was very wise, and they loved him very much, and they wanted to be with him. He was their teacher. And so they all sat around in the living room of Mary and Martha's house. And as they sat around, they were twiddling with everything and saying, "Gosh, I'd like to have a drink. Boy, it'd be nice to have some cookies. Gee, golly." And so Mary said, "Jesus, what story do you have to tell us today?" And Jesus said, "Well," and at that moment, Martha got up and said, "Just a minute." She went to the kitchen and she got the water and she got some food and she brought it out and served everybody. And as she served them, Jesus was talking to them. And she went back in the kitchen and she got some juice and she brought that out. She brought out glasses for everybody. And then she went back in the kitchen and she remembered that she wanted to bring napkins out for everybody, because it was just pleasant to have napkins. And then she went back in the kitchen and she came out with some other type of sandwiches that she whipped up. She wanted to make some egg salad sandwiches, and she wanted to make some tuna fish sandwiches, and she wanted to make all sorts of these different things that she had been making from time to time. Well, next thing you know, Jesus said, "Well, gotta be on my way. See you later." And he stood up, and his disciples followed him, and everyone else followed him, and they left the house. And even Mary stood up and followed. And Mary was just enjoying the presence of Jesus, because Jesus told Mary that she was a beautiful woman. Now, Mary didn't think that Jesus wanted to marry her. She just recognized that Jesus saw the kind of person he was in everyone else, and she was someone else. And so when Jesus said, "Mary, you're a beautiful lady," she said, "Thank you, Jesus." And he said, "You know, it's a pleasure to be in your company. You know how to keep your priorities in order." And she said, "Well, what do you mean, Jesus?" "Well, when someone comes to share wisdom, you sit down and listen. And you are the greatest, most blessed person doing that." "Oh, yes. Well, I can't think of it no other way, Jesus, because when you come to talk, there's nothing else important for me except to sit and listen to you." And Jesus said, "Well, it's done unto you, Mary, according to your belief, and you are fabulous. Mary, it's a joy to come visit your home. Thank you very much for inviting me to come anytime I like. Oh, Jesus, you know you're always welcome." And Mary turned and went back home. She walked with Jesus and the disciples and the friends quite a ways from her home. And it was maybe 18, 20 minutes later that she got back to the house. And there was Martha sweeping the floor, picking up all the crumbs. She was washing all the dishes and putting all the things away. And she was putting away the leftover food that hadn't been completed. And she turned angrily toward Mary and said, "Mary, why do I have to do everything?" And Mary looked at her and said, "Martha, you are so wonderful. You're so thoughtful. Thank you so much for serving us. Thank you so much for being so thoughtful of all of the needs of everybody who is here today. They will remember you with love and joy in their hearts. Martha, you're special. Martha, oh, don't try to namby-pamby me and tell me I'm nice things. Why didn't you help me? This is our house, not just your house, and not just my house, it's our house, and you should be helping me. You should be doing these things. Martha, you wanted to do those things, and you did them, and you did them very well, and I'm so happy. And I wanted to sit and listen to Jesus, because I don't have a chance to listen to him all the time. And whenever I can listen to him and hear what he has to say, I want to listen, because he's got such beautiful things to say. He tells us about our Father. He tells us about the world. He tells us about peace. He tells us about, oh, it's so wonderful. Sure, you get to hear those things. I don't get to hear those things, Martha begrudgingly said. But Martha, you don't have to serve anything. They did not come over here to have your tidbits, to have your wonderful snacks and your wonderful juices. They enjoyed them, but they didn't come here for that. They came here to hear Jesus. And Martha, when Jesus comes to your house, listen to him. That's what I think. When Jesus comes to my house, I listen to him. And Martha, when Jesus comes to our house, you and I can sit and listen, and that's all that's expected of us, to sit and listen. We can have our meals at mealtime. We can have things whenever we want, but when Jesus is there, when the master teacher is sharing his wisdom with us, that's the time we want to listen. We want to put all things aside. Yes, Mary. Yes, Mary. Yes, Mary. Martha was beginning to get the point. But, you know, Mary, if the phone rings, I have to answer it. Now, Martha, you know, this is Bible time. There's no telephones in Bible time. Well, just pretend there was. And if the phone rings, I have to answer it. Well, not really. Not really. If someone thought about coming here, you wouldn't have to think about their coming here before they got here. And if someone rings the phone, that means they're not here yet. And if you don't answer the phone, you just go on with listening to what your teacher has to say. Well, what about if Mary, Martha, Mary was so insistent, Martha, you can make all the excuses you want, but if you feel that when Jesus comes, it's a time to be a good host, then you be a good hostess. When you feel that when Jesus comes, it's a time to listen to the Master, then listen to the Master. And no one will think anything about it and will recognize that you too recognize that the Master is truly worth listening to. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Martha was cooling down. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Mary, at least one of us listened to Jesus. Tell me, Mary, what did he say? Okay, Martha. Now, sit right here and we'll talk about it. So together they sat down, without tea, without coffee, without water, without pie and cake and cookies, and they sat down right on the floor in the middle of the living room and talked of what the Master had said to them that day. Bible stories are really quite lovely when you listen to them with an open heart and an open mind and an open consciousness, because Bible stories tell you everything that's beautiful and everything that's good. Enjoy today the Bible story that's within you and watch how the magic of its expression comes through in every beautiful way. Just remember that you are the reason for all the lessons and all the illustrations and all the talks that the Master gave. You and you alone. Have a lovely day. and know that I love you eternally.